This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstein. We're here in the storied Washington, D.C. jazz club Blues Alley with sax player Joshua Redman, who's just released a new recording called Back East. Blues Alley has a small stage. The crew is setting up for tonight's performance. Tables and chairs are scattered around the room. The walls are exposed brick. It's dark. There's a bar in the back. It feels like an old jazz club in any American city 50 years ago. Back East is Joshua Redman's 11th album, and it's his first recording with an acoustic trio. Listeners may detect a certain thematic similarity with an album that was recorded 50 years ago by Sonny Rollins, titled Way Out West. Joshua Redman included I'm an Old Cowhand on Back East and several other tunes from the Rollins album. Back East also has songs by John Coltrane, Wayne Shorter, Rodgers and Hammerstein, and pieces composed by Joshua Redman himself. Joshua Redman, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, Way Out West was an inspiration for your new album, Back East. Tell us how the idea developed.
Well, if I had to name my biggest influence as a saxophonist and an improviser, it would probably be Sonny Rollins. And I've been listening to his music since I started playing the saxophone, since I was 10 years old. But when I set out to do this recording, the only concept for the recording was that I wanted to do an acoustic trio record, a record with saxophone, bass, and drums.
Which is what the Rollins album was.
Exactly. But I wasn't really thinking about Way Out West or Sonny Rollins specifically. I just really wanted to do something in this kind of really stripped-down, intimate acoustic context. And really, I was just kind of, it was almost by accident. I was working on some music, and I had my iTunes on in the background, and it was on shuffle, and Sonny Rollins' Way Out West came on. Actually, I'm an Old Cowhand from the record came on. I used to listen to the record all the time, but I hadn't heard it for probably 10 years. And, you know, it just blew me away. I rarely have these kind of moments of inspiration, but immediately I said, I would like to do my version of this song. And so I kind of whipped off an arrangement very fast, which is also something that I don't do. I don't usually work fast. And it felt really good. And then I did an arrangement of Wagon Wheels, which is another song from the record. So all of a sudden, this project started to take on other themes than just, hey, I want to do a trio record.
Yeah. Now, the trio is sax, acoustic bass, and drums,
exactly.
Right? No piano.
Exactly, no piano. It's a tremendously liberating format or instrumentation. There's a lot of freedom there. Because there is no piano, because there's no dedicated harmonic instrument, it gives me as the saxophone player and the bassist and the drummer so much room to experiment and to interact and to explore both melodically and harmonically and on all levels, rhythmically, texturally. But it's also incredibly challenging. I mean, with that freedom comes great responsibility, and harmony really defines the sound of modern jazz in a lot of ways. So when you're playing without a dedicated harmonic instrument, there's that much more responsibility.
You're going to play an Oscar and Hammerstein tune for us now, the Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
Yeah. Well, I first learned to play the tune from Miles Davis's version, and then later from Sonny Rollins's version.
And that's why you chose it.
Yes, and also because it's, I think, the first song that I ever wrote or arranged specifically with trio in mind. So it's kind of been in the book, you know, in the repertoire for a long time. So I figured I got to get out there at some point.
And it's the same arrangement?
It's actually evolved quite a bit. Now it goes through different key signatures. Every 8 bars it modulates up a half step. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Surrey started out as like a covered wagon, and then like my version was like this kind of like souped up turbocharged Surrey. But then now, like, I guess, you know, we got to be ecologically conscious now. So this is the hybrid Surrey.
Well, let's hear it. ¶¶ That's saxophonist Josh Redman's arrangement of The Surrey with the Fringe on top. The bassist is Larry Grenadier, and on drums, Ollie Jackson. Do you like the process of recording an album? Some jazz players say, you know, it's just too confining to go into the studio and have to work in this context.
I love it, yeah. Because it's a chance to play the music that you're playing in a very, very focused way. I mean, don't get me wrong, nothing can substitute for live performance. And really, in jazz, I think it's in live performance where the music really becomes complete, because it's a music of improvisation, of spontaneity. You're in the moment. You're interacting with other musicians, with the audience. But when you make a record, it's a chance to really focus on the subtleties and the details. And, you know, a lot of great music can be made in the studio that can't be made live. It's different, but I think of a record like Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, one of the great jazz records of all time. Mm-hmm. That album would not have sounded the same, and it wouldn't have the impact that it had it been done live.
Your father, Dewey Redman, plays tenor sax with you on India on the album, but he died before this album came out. He had a surprise for you, though, GJ. Tell us about that tune.
Yeah, well, originally, Dad and I were only supposed to play one tune together, and in fact, we did only play one tune together. We played India, and it went pretty well. We did a few takes, and we both were pretty happy with it, and I was like, okay, time to move on. Thanks for coming in, Dad. and he was like, well, you know, I'd like to do something else. So I said, oh, great, what do you want to play? And he said, well, actually, I want to play something without you. So I said, this is my session and my record. This is also my father, and it's the great Dewey Redman. So I said, okay, well, I'll go out and get a coffee, and came back, and he was packing up. And I said, how did it go? He said, great, one take. And I didn't even listen to it at the time, because we were kind of running behind in the session and had to move forward. But he said, you know, the name of the song is GJ. It stands for Grandson Jaden. Jaden is my son's name, and he was born in February of 2006, and we recorded in May of 2006. And my father had met him one time in April, and it turned out it was the only time my father had met him. My father intended this song as a gift to Jaden, to his grandson Jaden. You know, originally I wasn't necessarily planning to put it on the album, beautiful as it was. But after my father passed away, it seemed like the right thing to do.
It is a beautiful, soulful piece of music.
My father is one of the most soulful musicians ever. I mean, he taught me about soul, and I hope, you know, someday to have 1/100th of the soul and wisdom in my sound that he has in his.
You're going to play East of the Sun and West of the Moon. What made you choose this tune for the album?
Well, like I said, originally when I started doing this project, I had no concept. But after the Rollins material, then this whole theme, this concept of great saxophone influences entered into the picture. And so East of the Sun, West of the Moon, even though Stan Getz didn't write it, it's a song I really associate with him. Thank you.
You've expressed some uneasiness over the fact that some people have called your music accessible. You suggested it's both a blessing and a curse because it suggests you must be compromising or conforming in some way.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't have any problem if my music is accessible. The problem I have is if people think that I'm trying to create my music so that it is accessible, because that's never been the case. For me, a music like jazz isn't first and foremost about entertainment. I'm happy if people are entertained. I'm happy if there's something in my music that people respond to, and at various times I think that there has been. But the great responsibility that I feel and that I've always felt as a jazz musician has been to try to play music that's honest, that's creative, that's in the moment, that's expressive of what I'm feeling and thinking right now. And so it's important for me that people understand that.
Joshua Redman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
Joshua Redman's new release is Back East. He performed for us with bass player Larry Grenadier and Ollie Jackson on drums. Our piece was recorded by Rob Byers and Daniel Shukin. There's more from Josh Redman on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon returns next week. I'm John Idstein.